Dolly has come and gone. The Savings and Clone a group is making a designer is reproducing cat is cloning cats, and the an Italian lab produced a horse from a colt from a gelding announced it a few weeks ago. Do you think that the next step is, or are people working on primate reproductive cloning at this point with orangutans, chimpanzees, and gorillas?
I don't know the answer to that. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't have any personal knowledge of that.
If that happens successfully, would that be another indication that the remaining technical steps to human reproductive cloning were being reduced and eliminated?
Well, I think they're being reduced. It's my understanding, and I am not an expert on some of the issues here, but it is my understanding that there are some fairly substantial challenges for considering this in humans, which are unique to humans.
Right.
So that even though there may be some of this, you know, quote progress, end of quote,
right,
on other fronts, I'm not sure that it's going to change the situation for humans. And certainly that's why I think we need to have the dialogue and get the social and legal protections in place in this country and around the world.
Have you or others given thought to the implications in terms of what could be called constructive human immortality that human reproductive cloning would imply and demonstrate and provide?
Well, I'm not a philosopher,
right,
or an ethicist, but
right,
in general, I would find that a fairly disturbing concept.
Right.
And you know, wouldn't be supportive of it. Everything in life, you know, is born, lives, and dies, and it seems to have worked in the universe. Not only people, but animals, plants, planets, suns.
Right.
So it seems to me,
some say the universe,
it would be unnatural, as it were,
okay,
to do that. And on that basis alone, I wouldn't be able to support it.
Although